Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already January 17th and 18th, so depending on when you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on the 18th Sunday, hopefully the Patriots will do well tonight against the Colts. If you're listening to this on the 17th, hopefully you'll join me at a road race down in Tewksbury, Massachusetts. I'm still continuing to run during the winter. There's a road race series called the Fudgicle 5K. It's about a 45-minute drive from Concord and starts promptly at 8 o'clock, so you can join me for that race. If you're listening to this, it's probably too late, though, but hopefully maybe the following week on the 24th. Last weekend, of course, we had a number of events going on, including the governor's inaugural ball in the Radisson in Manchester, New Hampshire. It was a great night, and, of course, the governor is a great sports fan, so she knew that a number of people were periodically checking the story of what was going on in the Patriots game. I walked into the Radisson 2 minutes before halftime, and I thought it was going to be 14-14, but then, of course, Brady threw the interception, and it was 21-14. And then one of my table mates said, oh, by the way, it's 28-14. I thought, well, that's that. But then as the evening progressed, various tables were cheering. And, of course, everybody knows the rest of the story. And it ended with the Hail Mary that was pulled and pushed off. And thank God that it wasn't caught. And I'm not criticizing Coach Belichick for doing the three knees as opposed to running the ball, because if he ran the ball and did a sweep to take up time, and God forbid if the running back fumbled, they would have said, well, geez, why didn't he just take the knee? So in any event, I'm glad it all worked out, and hopefully tomorrow, the 18th, if you're listening to this, or today, the 18th, depending on when you're listening to this, that they'll do well late game against the Colts. So we're looking forward to that for sure. I also want to put a plug in for the Capital Area Race Series. It starts in Gilmington on March 28th, and my guest today is Tom Walton, who is one of the founders of the Capital Area Race Series, and I'll introduce Tom more formally in a second. But if you're interested in that race series, just go on the website, Capital Area Race Series, all one word, .com, and there's a deadline coming up where you can make this even a more cost-effective way to run and participate in seven races, and including receiving a great jacket for a participation prize if you race in six of the seven races. On the Affordable Care Act front, it's going well for us as a standalone dental carrier. Thousands of citizens in New Hampshire who heretofore did not have dental coverage have purchased dental insurance through healthcare.gov, and then several other thousand as well through our private exchange, Delta Dental Covers Me.com. People in the first year had struggled getting on healthcare.gov, and so we created Delta Dental Covers Me.com. And in general, this is a generalization. You're not going to get a tax subsidy based on the dental premium, so to purchase it on Delta Dental Covers Me.com was actually a facile way to get around any difficulties that an individual consumer may have had with healthcare.gov. And if you're curious about all of these strategies, you can read about it in the book, There Are No Do-Overs, which I co-authored with Dave Collins, and you can get it right here in Gibson's and Concord, or go on Amazon.com. Now, in that book, I reference a famous athlete in the Concord area, coach, teacher, citizen, athlete, scholar, all-around great guy, Mr. Thomas Walton. Tom, thank you for joining me on the 17th and 18th. And why aren't you doing a 30-mile run and getting lost? I'm just curious.
That is a very good question. And if this is Saturday, I am, in fact, up in North Conway running in Whitaker Woods on snowshoes. But more about that later.
Perfect. Well, that's good. But I know that speaking of North Conway and that area, the Governor's Ball, there's a second one that's actually out of the Mount Washington Hotel, which is tonight, the 17th. So those folks that were unable to make it down to Manchester on the 10th, after they do your snowshoe race, they'll probably shower and then go to the Governor's Inaugural Ball. And she's a great sports fan and athlete, so I'm sure she would appreciate that. So let's talk about you. I mentioned you in my book that you had received a very cool recognition being such a great coach in New Hampshire. That was a couple years ago. And, of course, you've been the fitness coach at Northeast Delta Dental for 10 years. In fact, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary of your involvement at Northeast Delta Dental, both in terms of being our head cheerleader and fitness guru, but also helping me assemble the fitness room. And you also are the head coach of the NHTI cross-country team. And, of course, you had a long history of being a coach and teacher in the Concord area, from football to hockey to cross-country to cross-country skiing. So you're pretty into fitness. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and how this sort of fitness culture became embedded in your being.
Well, it really started in childhood as a participant in sports and being terrifically influenced by my coaches. I knew by ninth grade that I wanted to teach and coach. I had made up my mind I wanted to teach physical education and go to Springfield College, but I was a hockey player, and Springfield at the time did not have hockey or scholarships, so I went elsewhere. But somehow made it back to physical education, health, and coaching. I've been doing that for 45 years. Started in 1971. But now, if someone asked, I would say that my primary concern, my big motivation, is to encourage people to take on a fitness habit. And so my audience has changed from adolescents to adults, but it's the message is the same.
Like to hear that. Now, I'm smiling when you said that you got into teaching at 1971. No one would know that. You look so good. So now I'm 58 years old, so you always tell me that I could have been one of your first students. So is that indeed true?
That is indeed true.
Which is why if you walk on Main Street with Mr. Tom Walton in Concord, there's a range of people from about age 30 to 60 that know Tom, because invariably in that range group, you were a student of Tom Walton. And, of course, there are many, many famous stories of Tom Walton sprinting and beating all of the football players in sprints with running with a football player on his back. Now, I don't know if that's true, Tom, but where did these stories come from, though?
Legend.
Legend. This is, the Tom Walton legend.
Yeah, think of Davy Crockett. I'm a little bit incredulous that Davy actually killed himself a bar when he was only three. And if I were you, Tom Raphael, I'd be a little bit incredulous that I actually beat these kids in a sprint with somebody on my back.
But invariably, I run into someone at Panera's or someone, and someone says, oh, yeah, Walton used to beat me, and tell me these stories. So there's got to be an element of truth. But of course, you are a fabulous athlete and a great human being as well. So As you retired from the Concord school system, you then got into coaching in sort of a corporate mode with Northeast Delta Dental, and then it's worked out perfectly. Right next door to us, of course, is the NHTI cross-country team. So one of the things we wanted to talk about today is winter fitness, because obviously we would like to stay fit during the winter and not add those 10 pounds that many of us put on because we can't maybe sweat as much or run as much outside or do our favorite activity. So let's talk about winter fitness and some of the thoughts that you have to help us adults primarily to keep ourselves fit both indoor and outdoor in the winter.
Well, first I want to thank you because I have a strong opinion about fitness in the winter time, and it's contrary to the behavior of, I would say, majority of people in New England. And, you know, basically the bottom line is that weather is no longer an excuse for ceasing exercise, and particularly outdoor exercise, a real advocate of outdoor exercise. And the reason for that is because we have the clothing, we have the technology and so forth to support that.
I agree with that completely. I know I love to ski during the winter, and even, you know, even 10 years ago, when you would go skiing, it was very cold. You could only do two or three runs, and you had to go into the lodge. But the way the clothing is now, obviously you've got to keep your face covered, and you have to watch out for frostbite stuff when you ski. But today's technology in terms of clothes really makes it much easier to go out in the, you know, the frigid weather. So what are some of the other precautions, though, both as a possible, you know, if I want to get into snowshoeing
yes,
or darkness?
I think, well, first of all, I am such an advocate of outdoor exercise because of a very prevalent disorder of seasonal affect that many of us know about, and if we haven't had it directly, we've certainly experienced it indirectly. And that basically is that with a lack of light, so much dark and not as much daylight, we get into a little bit of a funk or a depression. So I think it's important to experience as much natural daylight as possible, even through the winter, especially through the winter months. But at any rate, to answer your question specifically, common sense will prevail. Visibility is important. You need to be able to see, but conversely, people need to be able to see you. So if you're jogging or biking or doing something in the public domain, in the streets and so forth, make sure that you've got reflective clothing and a light, something on your head.
Okay, after a commercial break, we'll get into more of those common sense tips. We'll return after commercial break with the world-famous Tom Walton, currently corporate coach and fitness guru at Northeast Delta Dental and NHTI Cross Country Coach. Please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service. So enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio and also the CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. And I love my radio work. It gets me away from the stresses and strains of the Affordable Care Act and the exchanges. But as I mentioned before the break, it's actually going pretty well as a standalone dental insurance company with thousands of people purchasing individual coverage. And my dental colleagues know this, that basically if you have dental insurance, you tend to go to the dentist. About 90% of that population will go to the dentist. And if you don't have dental coverage, it's more like 30%. So obviously, the more people that have dental coverage, then our oral health mission gets spread. So it's the 17th and 18th. And again, as a reminder, the governor's second inaugural ball is in the North Country or for the North Country, and that'll be at the Mount Washington Hotel. And there is a couple of winter series from my running friends. You have the Fudgicle series, which is in Tewksbury, Mass. And then you also have the Winter Chiller series, which is in the Ringe area. That's every other week. So you can go on coolrunning.com to get that information. After we finish up on the indoor-outdoor winter fitness tidbits, I'd like the original founder of the Capital Year Race Series, or one of the original founders, Tom Walton, who's with me this weekend, To talk about a little bit more of that series. So right before the commercial break, you were talking, Tom, about the importance of getting out even in the winter, but you do believe that you need to take appropriate caution. So let's just talk about that a little bit.
Yes, the first item that we talked about was visibility for safety, and that is to be able to see and to be seen. The second, believe it or not, in my estimation, is hydration, because in the winter, we don't necessarily feel the sensation of thirst, but it is really important, even more so in the winter, because it's generally drier. Naturally, we have to be careful of hypothermia so we don't expose too much skin. But again, the material, the merchandise is out there so that no one should be frightened about going outside and exercising in the winter. The appropriate apparel is there to support your exercising outside. And footwear, of course, you don't want to slip. So if you're running and there's ice or snow is being packed and it's a slippery surface, you can always wear Yak's tracks or stabilizers or something that you can easily slide on your feet for traction. So,
and those do work, by the way, for sure.
Yeah, they do. So the bottom line is there's really no reason, no real good reason to stay inside out of fear, you know, fear of safety or whatever.
And with the right clothing, I know people don't like to get cold, but with the right clothing, that can be taken care of as well.
One of the really nice discoveries that I made last year was snowshoe racing. So I simply took the racing that you and I both enjoy so much in the fall and extended it into the winter. And again, the technology is such to support it. Snowshoes, you know, you think of the old traditional gut snowshoes. These racing snowshoes are nothing like it. They're featherweight and small and easy to use.
And I know the lengths can vary, but what's a typical your racing course, for example, the one in North Conway today? What will be the length of that?
Four miles. So typically it goes between 5K and 10K.
And I can imagine, you know, you talk about dressing correctly, that probably, you know, a short while into the race, you're probably starting to feel hot, right?
Yes. The biggest concern is overdressing. And, you know, that's where, you know, you've heard about this. Now, layers are important. And actually, as you well know, Tom, you should feel a little bit chilled at the start, because you know within a half a mile you're going to heat up and your core is going to heat up.
And that's true in these running races I've been doing in January, whether it's the Fudgicle series or the Chiller series, the one out in the Ringe area, that you know, the one that that I did on January 10th out in Ringe, it was really, really cold, but really, literally within 200 to 300 yards, I was sweating, and I had, in fact, you know, overdressed, even though I had the appropriate layer. So we'll keep that in mind. And now the snowshoes, is it a series, that it's a competitive series?
Yes.
And what does it culminate in?
It's there's a Granite State snowshoe race series, and again, there's a website for it. And last year it culminated in us going to the Nationals.
They were in Vermont, right?
That was myself and some NHTI cross-country runners. It happened to be in Vermont, so it was conveniently located, whereas the year before it was in Bend, Oregon, and so we were less apt to road trip it to Oregon.
And we'll see. We're taping this, so we don't know if the Oregon Ducks have won the national championship, but I think if they do, maybe you'll make a trip out to Bend. And I know you had a lot of the people that we run with, like Nacho Hernandez, who you mentioned, and alluded to with your NHTI, and then Dave Dunham. I know that a lot of those runners also now are doing the snowshoeing, so I assume it's one way they maintain their fitness for the upcoming 2015 spring running series.
I'm going to give a plug, and I'm going to say not only maintain but enhance it, because the leg drive that's required with snowshoeing is a little bit different than just running on road. And so generally, snowshoe racers are in better shape for the first spring races. Talking about Nacho and myself and another, Quinn, whom you know, decided last year at the Nationals that we had learned that the World Games this year were in North America. So we made a pact right then and there. We're going to go to that. So that's the end of January in Quebec City.
Wow.
Yeah.
You and two young men in Quebec City. We'll see how that goes. I'll have to talk to Mrs. Debbie Walton about that one. You sure you have permission to do that? I know she has strict standards.
Yes, I have permission.
All right, we'll talk to her.
Okay.
Maybe she's listening to this. Now, of course, okay, so it's a series in its own right, and like you said, it enhances your running for the spring. And so let's segue to that. So I referenced the Capital Era Race Series, which really it was your vision in 2005, you and Perry Seagroves, that while there were certainly races in the Concord area, that we could probably do it in a more coordinated way. And it was really the vision of it was to, yes, you can accommodate the elite runners, people like, you know, Scott Clark and Nacho. It's everything is time. There's points for the whole series, and it's really professionally done. Yet we also wanted to encourage overall general fitness for the recreational runners. And I think we really have accomplished that, and I want to congratulate you and Perry. And, of course, you know, Northeast Delta Dental and Gripponi have been sponsors from the beginning, as well as Dix. And this year, Runner's Alley is really taking the lead and being the overall sponsor for the series. So I want to thank my friends over at Runner's Alley. So the first race is on March 28th, and it's at 10 o'clock, and it's in Gilmington. And I think you need to describe what the last mile of that race looks like, Tom.
The last mile is a bit of a climb. I won't sugarcoat it, but the first mile is down. So there's an interesting kind of coincidence here. The first race, Gilmington, the first mile is very fast down. The last mile is kind of slow up. And then the very last race in this series is quite similar. In
Canterbury, July 25th.
Canterbury is just like it.
What we call that is you may have your fastest split of the year, and defining that is how fast you run, you know, one of the miles in the 3.1 miles, and then your slower split of the year. So it is a perfect symmetry. It starts on March 28th in Gilmington, by the way. The home of the real source of Peyton Place, the TV show. You're about my age, right? So you know that. You're a little older, actually. And then, of course, as you say, on July 25th, when the series ends, a very similar race. You go straight downhill at the Canterbury Fair, and then you end on the hill. Now, in between, there's different races. So let's pick one that perhaps our own Friday, April 17th. That is the NHGI Delta Dental 5K race. That's the third race in the series, and last year was its 10th year anniversary. And we were talking about this recently, Tom, but only four runners have actually run all 10 races. Do you know that? I think Mrs. Walton took you away one year because you had done 9 out of 10.
No,
so it's Perry.
I think I was injured.
You're injured. Okay, so it was you injured? Never. you run with a broken back, whatever. So it's Perry Seagroves, Pat Bourgault. Great runner, women runner in the Concord area, always wins her age group, Scott Clark and myself. And knowing that there would be a very small number of people that had done all 10, a couple years ago when I was injured, I actually limped through that and got my time. Thinking ahead, Tom.
Yes.
So that's one of our favorites. That's Friday, April 17th, and they're already doing the planning for that meeting, and that's based on money goes to the Jen Kemp scholarship. So of all the other races, what's your other favorite? We have the Bill Lutie 5-miler on July 18th, but I think your favorite is the Canterbury Shaker Village one.
Yes,
on May 9th.
It is, and again, that's because of my affinity for trails. And Canterbury Shaker Village is entirely off-road, and idyllic. It's and this is the real cross country, i.e., fields, stone fences. You know how you would picture English countryside cross country. In fact, one year the race was slightly disturbed
by a stampede.
By a stampede of cows.
There was a stampede of cows, and the lead runners, and I think the rest of us were literally pretty scared that Bessie was going to run us over. But it wasn't just Bessie, it was Bessie and about 100 of her friends. But we've taken care of that, don't worry. So if you want to register, now's the time to do it. Go on CapitalAreaRaceSeries.com. There are other races. There's the Run for the Animals on June 6th, and there's the SCA 5K Road Race on April 4th. But go on CapitalAreaRaceSeries.com. And Tom, thank you for joining me this weekend. And in case people didn't know, Tom, a couple years ago, won the Carl Lundholm Award, very prestigious award named after the famous UNH athletic director, and one of the few people in New Hampshire that's gotten that recognition. So congratulations to you, Tom. I'm so glad our lives intersected back around 2004. Tom Raphael will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.